in this message titled Anatomy of a Fool from Matthew chapter 7 verses 24 to 27. Pastor teaches about two categories of people in this world, the wise and the fool, based on the structures they build.
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 7. And verses 24 onwards. I just want to read, let me look at that. Matthew 7. I got Luke. Matthew 7. And verse 24 to 27, which you can read later. We know that scripture part. Matthew 7:24 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the 26th verse, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Two sets of people, two families, two nations, two worldviews. It all boils down to finally two sets of people there. Their professions are not mentioned. Which church they go to is not mentioned. What kind of culture they come from is not mentioned. The color of their passport is not mentioned. But the Bible says one was wise and one was a fool. In the world, these are the only two kinds of people. It doesn't matter which country you are in. Whether you are a white man or a black man or a brown man or a yellow man, it doesn't matter. Two sets of people. Both had the same opportunities. Both had the same resources. Both were involved in the same project. Both had families. But one is called a wise person and the other is called a foolish person based on the structures that they build. One wanted it easy, quick, fast. One wanted a permanent solution. He took his time to build. One wanted a temporary solution. He wanted something to happen very fast. Just imagine one morning, two men are going out of the house with a project in mind. One man heads for the rocks. One man heads for the sand. One man has got blisters in his hand because he's working hard. It takes time, it's longer to get his house built. The other man loves the soft side of life. He looks for something smooth. He's the smooth operator. Both are building to finish. Let me tell you, you can build what you want in life. Every one of us are building something or the other. You can choose to build whatever you like. But after you are built, when trouble comes, don't blame another person. That house was stronger. Both had the same resources. Both had the same level of finances, opportunities. Don't say, he's the problem for my house not being built strong. They are doing well in life. I am not doing well in life because life is unfair to me. Don't say that. We all have an opportunity to build. Whether it be our financial life, whether it be our homes, whether it be our children's future, whether it be your business, ministry, the Bible says one and both might have had the same painting on the house too. Maybe both would have bought the furnishings from the same shop. Both had the same systems of entertainment, maybe. I do not know. It's a mindset. Whether you want to be a fool or whether you want to be a wise person. It's a mindset. It's only a matter of time before clouds come. Irrespective of religious background, irrespective of whether you speak in Rukazila, Handal, Kamuzirianto, in tongues, or you know Bible from cover to cover. Some people only know the cover. They don't know cover to cover. They only know the cover. They don't open the inside of it. It doesn't matter which religion you are, which nation you are watching from. When the clouds come, when the rains begin to fall, when the water begin to come forth from the high levels, when the wind begins to shake what you've built, when troubles and problems come together, doesn't matter whether you're poor or rich, educated or not educated, professor or student, president or just a citizen, it doesn't matter. What is critical is whether you have been a wise builder. A wise builder or a foolish builder. Whether you have the knowledge and wisdom before the storm. After the storm, everybody prays. But before the storm, when you're building your life, your future, it's never too late. Whether you're building it wisely or foolishly. What you build, whether it be swept away, your headphones, your computers, your furniture, your paintings, your plasma TV, your children, whether it'll be swept away in the floods or whether when the storm comes, whether what you build, the structure that you have in your life, whether it'll be strong enough to stand, withstand the storm. Tonight, I want to title the message, The Anatomy of a Fool, before I speak about the wise. You know, nobody likes to be called a fool. If somebody had called me, you are foolish, I would have been very angry. As a pastor, I have tried sometimes even to people that I love, telling them, hey, listen, that's foolish. They've been very upset. So now I've learned not to say it. So what is the internal working of a foolish person? What is the internal workings of a foolish person? A foolish person in the Bible is mentioned as also a wicked person. And the Bible says he lacks wisdom and discernment. Proverbs 1 verse 7. Can you read that please? Proverbs 1 verse 7.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Fools despise wisdom and instruction. They despise it. They won't take an instruction. If you despise instructions in your life, the Bible calls you foolish. Whatever the instructions might be. Especially when God's word instructs you. When people in authority over your life instruct you. Whether it be about the dress that you wear, or the way that you speak, or the walk that you have, or the car that you drive. A wise person will always listen to instruction. A foolish person will never. Proverbs 12, verse 15. The internal workings of a foolish man.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
But he that hearkeneth.
That's enough. A fool is always right in his own eyes. You cannot tell him anything. This is how it was in the beginning. This is the way it is now. And this is the way it will be in the end. They're opinionated. The final answer only rests with them. They won't change their plans. They're fixed. It's internal working of a fool. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9.
Fools make a mock at sin.
Fools make a mockery at sin. They mock at sin. As a matter of fact, sin is their amusement. They enjoy sin more than the presence of God, more than the things of God. They can commit any sin and not feel anything at all. No regret, no guilt, no shame. They make light of sin. The internal workings of a fool. Proverbs 10, verse 18.
He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool.
He who hideth hatred with lying lips. He conceals his hatred, and he'll still come and smile. I remember some time back, I did never realize that person hated me. Self-invited to our home. Had dinner with us. Gave gifts to our children. Hugged me. And went out and spoke bad. You pretend to be a friend while you have hatred inside. Read one more time. Proverbs 10 verse 18. He that hideth hatred
with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander
is a fool. They bad mouth people, whether it be the president of a nation or the pastor of a church or the CEO of their company. You release slander, speak bad. These are internal workings of a fool. Tonight, even as this word comes forth, God is delivering people out of foolishness. Glory to God. Lift your hand and say, Lord, deliver me out of every foolishness. Open your mouth and say that, Jesus, deliver me out of every foolishness. So this in Proverbs 10:18 says, it concealeth hatred. Proverbs 10 verse 23.
It is a sport to a fool.
It is a sport to a fool.
To do mischief.
To do mischief. Hey, don't be so serious, man. Come on, just have a drink. What, you're one of those holy types? Ready for rapture? You don't want to come out for this party? He concealeth the mischief. Or mischief is like a sport to him. Not concealeth mischief. It's like a sport to him. It can destroy somebody's life. There's nothing wrong with flirting a little bit. After all, you're a woman. It suits your personality. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 31, the wise woman has got in her mouth the law of kindness. There's a mouth of wisdom. It's called the mouth of wisdom. There can be a mouth of foolishness also, where you're double-tongued. You can either have a mouth of wisdom, or you can have a mouth of mischief. Proverbs 28, verse 26. A lot of scriptures tonight.
He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool.
He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Can you imagine that? God says in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord and do good. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Jesus as Lord, and He shall direct your path. A foolish person will trust his own heart, not the Lord. He said, this is what I feel. Just a couple of weeks back, a person came to me for prayer and said, can I go to this, can you pray and tell me, can I go to this nation? I said, no, don't go. And then that person says, was disappointed that I said that. I said, no, but I feel strongly in my heart that I should go. Don't trust your own heart or your understanding. Don't lean on that. Learn to lean on the Lord. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1.
Oh foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you.
See, Christ was crucified right in front of your eyes. You gave your life to Jesus. Now who has bewitched you? How is it that you have lost sight of Christ? Who has blinded your mind that no longer Christ is important to you? Who has blinded you? Galatians 6, 3 and verse 3. It speaks about again, oh foolish Galatians, how is it that you have begun in the Spirit and you are trying to end in the flesh. Read that.
Are you so foolish?
Are you so foolish?
Having begun in the spirit.
Having begun in the spirit.
Are you now made perfect by the flesh?
Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? You started in the spirit. Now you're trying to finish it in the flesh. Whether it be your spiritual life, whether it be your business. You started in the spirit. You went on your knees. Lord, is this from you? I don't have money. I don't have understanding. Please help me, Lord. I don't have contacts. Please guide me, Lord. Please help me, Lord. And you were trusting in God to help you. You started it in the spirit. And suddenly God lifts you up. It's going well. And now no longer are you dependent on the Lord. Now it is, I can do it. I'm confident. I am strong. I mean, I'm the man for the job. It could be your marriage. You took time to fast, pray, seek the face of God, whether it is the will of God concerning your marriage. God blessed you with a good spouse. You got married. Now you don't pray. Now you're trying to continue that marriage in the flesh. Now, how to be a good husband? How to be a good wife? Social media is advising you. It's the social media platforms. Not scriptural platforms, but just. You started your married life or that journey in the spirit. You prayed for a child. You started in the spirit. God gave you a breakthrough. God blessed your womb. God blessed you with a generation. Now you are looking for somebody in the world to name that child. And taking counsel with people of the world to find out what's good for this baby. What's good? Where should I send this child? Which college? Which school? Hello, you started in the spirit. God blessed you. Why don't you continue to seek the face of Jesus? Why don't you continue to go on your knees to say, Lord, what are you saying? What is your word saying? I want to build my family. I want to build my structure of my home on the foundation of your word. I want to listen to your word and obey it. There was this in the scripture, you will find this woman who needed a miracle, a child. God blessed the prophet. I mean, God blessed that woman when the prophet came and said, listen, next year by this time, God will bless you. God blessed that woman. She had this beautiful child. Years later, the child is playing in the field, suddenly gets a headache, falls down. And the woman sends man right to the prophet. Let me tell you something about the prophetic. If a prophetic word comes from a man of God, stay connected with that man of God. Because in between, the storms will be there. Challenge will be there. The wind might blow. Things might not go as the way that you wanted it to. But then if you still know the road to that place from where you received that prophecy, you are that man of God. And you still have that connect, a miracle will happen. That child will live again. That business will flourish again. That favor will be released again. That door will open again. The glory of God will show up again. You started through a prophetic voice, through a man of God. Now don't end in the flesh. You know, when I decided to step out by faith, I was just 20 years of age. To serve the Lord. Didn't have a church, didn't have ministry, knew nothing. Well-meaning, loving family, friends said, how are you going to live? Who will give you a wife? Where do you have a source of finances? How long will you last? One person said, you will last 6 months. It's been 33 years, 34 this year. I spent time with the Lord because I knew there was no point, at any point could I blame anybody else. There's a structure that I'm choosing. It's a structure of faith. If there is a lack, if there's a problem, I can only fall back on Jesus. Nobody to blame, nobody to hold, nobody to lean on, just to be the Lord. And He's been good. Never step out for ministry. Never step out full time unless you at least read the book on Kenneth Hagin on faith. Because you leave your job, you leave everything and step out, there's nobody that you can blame. You don't want to be the laughing stock. Don't listen to somebody prophesying over you and saying, you know, souls are perishing, souls are perishing. Souls were always perishing. If you just hear that and I get emotionally high and step out, your soul will also perish after some time. I've seen too many people going that way. Because they never heard from God. They never went through their life building a structure on God's word. So let every demonic deposit of foolishness in your life, may it be eradicated by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Every demonic deposit of foolishness in your system, may it be removed in the name of Jesus. May it leave your life. Glory to God. Internal workings. Proverbs 29 verse 11.
A fool uttereth all his mind.
A fool uttereth all his mind. Sometimes you hear people say, I gave that person a piece of my mind. You want to smile and say, fool. Somebody say, I'm going to tell all that's on my mind. Don't. Luke chapter 2 and verse 19 and verse 51. It says, Mary kept or retained everything in her heart. She's hearing the wonderful things that the angels said to those shepherd boys about Jesus. If anybody had to post anything on social media that night, it had to be Mary. Look what the angel said. A round of testimonies from all the shepherd boys. Do you see the angel? How many angels? Which song were they singing? What did they say? Tell me again. Cameraman, come on this. Lights coming on. We have to post it. This is how our ministry is going to grow. Just post it. She retained everything in her heart. Elizabeth was nearly 6 months pregnant. She didn't run around telling everybody, look, I'm pregnant. The foolish carry to public places what they should keep in their private space. Some people post everything about their life on social media. So the whole world knows when you're not okay. Having a bad day, having a cup of coffee. They know. The whole world knows when you're okay. Hello. Only God needs to know. And He knows. Carry a face of wisdom. Wisdom causes a face to shine. That's what the Bible says. Ecclesiastes 8. Wisdom causes your face to shine. If that's a face that nobody can predict. Are you having a good day, a bad day? Sometimes I've gone through hell and I stand on the pulpit or I'm somewhere out and people say, "Oh, I saw the glory of God on you, Pastor. Your face was so shining." And I'm like, "Why, really?" And I say, "Lord, I thank you." Sometimes you're so tired, but people don't see the tiredness. Is it possible that God can give you a, I do not know what sums might, sum of money might, say $10 million. God can give you, and you're not going to even buy your shoes to show off to people. Look. Some people just swell in their body when they get something. They're like rising. Their body posture changes. Yeah. Oh, looks like, yeah. Even anger, don't lash out. It takes strength to forgive. Some people never show it or say it with their words, but they show it through their actions. You are upset and you slam that door. You didn't say a single thing, but everybody in that home knows you are upset. Or you come into office and you're like, you're a very small made person, but you slam that door, you feel like it looks like an elephant walked in. Chairs are pushed away, tables pushed away. Lord have mercy. The internal workings of a fool. Ecclesiastes 2 verse 14.
The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness.
The fool walketh in darkness. He's got no light. Because he's already despised the word of God. The word of God is light unto your feet. Jeremiah 8 says, if somebody does not treasure the word, what wisdom do they have? They walk in darkness. In 1 John 3, I think Jesus, you know, the scripture says, if any man hates his own brother, he walketh in darkness. If you hate your own brother, you're walking in darkness. You're a fool. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 4. Please.
When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it.
When you make a vow unto God,
defer not to pay it. For he has no pleasure in fools.
Because he has no pleasure in fools.
Pay that which thou hast vowed.
Pay that which you have vowed. Nobody forced you to make a vow before God. But you make a vow before God saying, Lord, 10% definitely I have to give you, but I'll give you 20% after that tithe, Lord. And after 3 months you forget. Or some people say, Lord, I make a vow, I'll never listen to AC/DC again. No more metallic music. No more worldly music. And they forget it. Next time they're with their cousins. And that plasma TV suddenly showing Bon Jovi, Leaving on a Prayer. I could sing that. And you will still feel the anointing. You made the vow before God. You vow to serve the Lord. And after 6 months, or you made a vow saying, you know, I've seen people come and say, Pastor, as long as I am alive, I'll be with you in serving the Lord. And how fickle-minded. The fool's internal work, he makes a vow when he does not keep it. I do not know. I think it's the 12th one. The internal working of a fool. A fool is always swallowed up by his own words. Mark 11. If you speak to this mountain, it shall listen to you. Where there is no mountain, they create mountains with their words. And they wonder, what is happening? The Bible says in Psalms 14:1 and Psalms 53:1, the fool says in his heart that there is no God. His own words. The fool says in his own heart, there is no God. Some people don't say it. It's in their heart. They live a life like there is no God. Even the so-called believers. They don't say it. They take decisions on their own without ever consulting the Lord. With their lips, they don't even say there is no God. In their heart and with their conduct, their behavior, there is nothing about their life that shows for there is a relationship with God. The Bible says in Psalms 53:1, Psalms 14:1 and 1 and 2 verses, you will find they commit all kind of abominable things. Is this helping somebody tonight? Lift your hand and say, Lord Jesus, remove every foolishness from my life. I need the internal working of thy Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom. I renounce foolishness. Jesus, let your wisdom enter my soul. Let your wisdom work in me. Jesus, you are my wisdom. Your word is my wisdom. Holy Spirit, you are a spirit of wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Let that yoke break away from your life. Let every hidden foolishness, every internal working, every demonic deposit of foolishness be removed from your life in the name of Jesus. Uthaladana hasta prabha. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, in the script, the Bible, the Bible speaks about five types of fools. In the Old Testament, especially, there are five Hebrew words for fools. Now we won't have time to go through all of that. The simple, the silly, the sensual, the scornful, and the steadfast. That is the committed fool. Some people are committed, very committed to their foolishness. Now, when I say that, you will get irritated. You are that person. And I'm not afraid of you. I'm there every Sunday after church praying. You want to come? I'll be there. Simple, silly, sensual, scornful, steadfast. A symbol is the guy who will open up his mind to everything, that every thought that is passing by. He's a serious rebel inside. He looks like he's joking around all the time. Acts silly. But he's a rebel. Then there's a sensual fool. The Hebrew word for that is kesil. K-E-C-I-Y-L. It means sluggish, stupid. He does not have mental deficiencies. He's finished his two PhDs. But he's rejected the wisdom of God and the wisdom of God's word. He's like a slothful person. I won't mention all the other, we don't have time for that. But Proverbs 12 and verse 27, it speaks about the slothful person. The same word is again fool, which says,
the slothful man,
yes,
roasteth not that which he took in hunting.
Yes, he is gone, done the hard work, he's hunted. He's got his game. He brings it. But what he started, he won't finish. He won't cook it. You went to the market, bought the vegetables, bought the chicken. You came home, put the fire on, put the frying pan on, put everything there, and then you forget about it. You don't finish what you started. You haven't roasted your game. They're good starters. Foolish people are good starters. They start everything. Even a fight. See, our God is a God who is the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. So, a foolish person is quick to give up. He starts, but things are not going. The storm comes, the rains are falling, challenges are there, temptations are there. I think I'll quit on God. I don't think this will work for me. You need to learn to go on to the presence of Jesus and say, Lord, I do not know how to go on. Please help me. I don't want to be swallowed up in the storm. I don't want to be destroyed. I don't want my home to break down. I feel there is no strength for me to go on. But Jesus, I need you. Go pour your heart before God. You've seen people celebrating 35 years of anniversary, married life. You think everything's been smooth along the way? Every day's been like a honeymoon? No. But they have learned that if they have to stick through, and make sure they don't end up in divorce and stay through with that relationship, they have to learn to let it go certain times. not hold on to resentment. Let go. Have you any time found anything, something negative in your spouse? Don't hold on to that. And then take counsel from a friend who is not even a believer, who does not know the word. And say, okay, I think this is it. Call it off. You learn the simple word, this phrase, learn it. Let it go. There you go. There you go. I don't like so many things about my wife. I hope she's not hearing it. And obviously she wouldn't like everything about me too. But they say, let it go. Can you say that? Let it go. Sometimes there's an argument at home and then the wife says, okay, hit me, hit me, hit me. Choichu medikkanu arayale. Now if you are not, if you're a believer, you won't say that most of the time. You know, you hit me, I'll show you, you won't say that most of the time. But you just go, close the door and pray loud. Fourteen, the internal workings of a fool. Proverbs 26 verse 13.
The slothful man says,
or the foolish man, again I said the same Hebrew word is for slothful, is the same thing as fool.
The foolish man saith, there is a lion in the way.
There is a lion in the way.
A lion is in the street.
A lion is in the street. This foolish man is quick to give excuses. The reason I did not pass my exam is because of this. The reason I didn't come up in life is because nobody cared for me. There's always a reason. There is always a lion on the street. I had nobody to help. Even pastor didn't pick up the call. A fool makes excuses. In 1 Kings, we know the story of the two women. Both of them were foolish, who came before the wise King Solomon. Both were foolish. Both of them slept. Can you imagine? One of them slept, rolled over her baby and killed that child and did not even know it. Foolishness. The other one was also a deep sleeper. Kedanna urangi po. The other woman came and took the child. She did not know it. And that woman not only took the child, changed the dress of that child. Otherwise he could have got up and said, Yana put on the manager dress. She could have at least said, No. Change the dress, change the appearance, everything, the identity of that child. That is how deep the other woman slept, the mother. Never roll on the vision that God gave you or the baby that God gave you and break it yourself. Don't let anybody take away what God gave you. Don't allow somebody to take away any grace, any gift, any blessing that God gave you. Don't procrastinate. One of our MPs had a recent saying. He said, you know, he spoke about another political party. He said, you know, that political party, I won't, no politics here, but the other party is speaking about, so I won't name the political party. But he said, the other party, they've got ideas that are 21st century, worth of 21st century ideas. But they will implemented only in the 22nd century. Some people, you got great ideas, but you keep procrastinating. And somebody else has stolen your job. You had that idea of starting that business. Somebody else has taken that. By the time you get to that point of doing that, somebody else has already gone miles ahead with that dream. And then you sit back and say, that was my idea. എന്നോട് ചിലത് എന്നിട്ട് അന്നിട്ട് പറയും, പാസ്റ്റർ എന്നോട് ദൈവം ഇടപെട്ടോ എന്നിട്ട്. ഇന്റേണൽ വർക്കിംഗ് ഓഫ് എ ഫൂൾ. ജോബ്സ് വൈഫ്, ഡോണ്ട് ബി ഫൂളിഷ് വെൻ യു സ്പീക്ക് വുമൻ. ദർ ഇസ് ഫൂളിഷ്നെസ് ഇൻ സ്പീക്കിംഗ്. വാഷ്ടി, ദ ക്വീൻ, she was foolish. She disrespected her husband publicly. We don't know what happened in the background. What happened? Backstage, we don't know. Publicly, dishonor. Never do that. That's foolishness. Sapphira joined with her husband in foolishness. But look at Abigail. She lived with a fool, Nabal, but she did not join with his foolishness. Lot's wife, look back. See, when you study the scriptures, Abram and Lot, they decide to separate, go their separate ways, because both of them had increased and multiplied and grew so much, the herdsmen were fighting among themselves. Can you imagine that? That's why they separated. We know the story. The story is not important. But look at Lot's wife. Abraham had 318 soldiers trained in his own home. They are there. When the angel comes to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah through Abraham's prayer, none of these herdsmen are there with them. She's lost the staff and the workers. There are many people who give up, who lose their staff, their workers, people who stood with them because of foolishness. She lost her children. Which children? I mean, the daughters, they wanted to sleep with their dad. I mean, can you imagine this? She's lost them morally. And on top of that, God delivers in His mercy through somebody's prayer, bringing them out, the tendency to look back. It is always foolishness to look back. There is nothing that you can do about your yesterday. There is nothing that you can do about your past. God has got a future for you. Wisdom is to see God has got a future for me. I'm going to allow God's word to build up my future. Glory to God. There is something that God has got for my future. Glory to God. Timothy's grandmother had faith. Handed it over to Timothy's mother, Eunice and Louis. Grandmother and daughter, and that was handed over. See, generationally, you can give faith and you can give foolishness too. Don't be like Lot's wife. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman builds a home. Proverbs 24:3, and we close with that. We don't have time to cover everything tonight. I do not know where to close. Yeah. Through wisdom is a house that built.
And by understanding it is established.
The capacity to build is through wisdom, not money. If God wants to build something for you, it starts with wisdom. Proverbs 8 says, even before the creation of the world, wisdom existed. So first was wisdom, then was what was created. So if you want to build something in your life, If you want to start somewhere, start with wisdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Start with wisdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The wise woman sat at the feet of Jesus, Mary. And Jesus said to Martha, you are distracted by many things. See, foolishness is what causes distraction. Wisdom comes from the presence of God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. You have to learn to sit at the feet of Jesus. There are many who are distracted by 20 things in their head. You don't need 20 friends, do you know that? You don't need to be there at every function. You don't need to know everybody. Jesus, he had John 1. He had Peter, James and John, the 3. He had the 12. He had the 70. He had the 120. You have to know who is your 1, who is your 3, who is your 70, who is your 120. Foolishness is when there is no structure, and the one who is supposed to be in 120, you put him as your number 1. It's a problem. A woman distracted by many things. It's Woman's Day on Sunday. House duties, taking care of children, business duties, my calling, everything. Don't be distracted. Be the wise woman who will sit at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? I don't want to impress 100 people. I cannot impress you and depress myself. That's not wisdom. Are you with me? Glory to God. You need to know who has to be in my space. Some people have nobody in their space. That is foolishness. Some people say, no third party in our family. Hey. How do you define third party? Who is the third party? Is your pastor going to be a third party? Then I wonder where you are accountable, what your source of wisdom is. So the wise man built his house on the rock. The foolish one built on the sand. The inner workings of a fool is what we spoke tonight. And may God remove that foolishness from you and fill you with his wisdom.